So, a happy beginning to a new week. Uh-oh.
Laura, for sure.
I don't see all those smiling faces.
Your kids didn't have
I see a number of haircuts. Alrighty. We're holding today on a very brainy daf.
Cool.
Daf Mem Tes. There we go. So, the last thing that we discussed yesterday was the difference between heat that rises into something which is tamun and something which is tamun within that which is heating. To distinguish between, perhaps, assuming that one is to distinguish, perhaps between sesame, pressed sesame remnants and pressed olive remnants. We're holding now on the second line of that memchess. Rabba v'Rabbi Zera ikla'ula v'Reish Galuta. Rabba and Rabbi Zera came and they were going to have a meal at the Reish Galuta's house, and as we've already seen, that's the place where you got to keep your eyes open. It's like eating in a yeshiva. Very, very dangerous. Mipchinata kashrut and so on and so forth. So, this place, they got away with murder because it was Reish Galuta's house. So they would keep a sharp eye on what all of these avodim were doing over there. So chazyulahu avda the anach kuzet amaya pumeta kumkuma. So they see one of the avadim setting down a container of cold water on top of the kettle to warm it. Naze Rabba. So Rabba gives him a threatening grunt. Omele Rabbi Zera, maishna mimecha magavi mecha. I don't know. What's the difference between putting one thing which was heated on top of another thing that's heated? I mean, you're also, aren't you? Some learn that the whole Shiloh over here is a Shiloh of Hatmona. But this we'll have to go into in our review, because there's a lot of problems over here. First, I'll discuss some of the problems. And he says what seems to be rather obvious, that if you have the upper kettle is still warm, then obviously you're just keeping it warm, so what's the problem? Mashain Kane, in this case, the Yevid was putting down something which was cool, and he was going to warm it. Obviously a different thing. Now, the Shaila is that we said before that you're allowed to put something in front of even the fire, if it's going to be taken away. I mean, why did he already make up his mind that he's going to be doing an Isser? We said you take a container of water, cold water, put it even in front of a fire, push it on top of a mechan, and then just take it away before it becomes the Yatsolet Edbo. From here, Tosis concludes that the case over there must have been that it couldn't have become Yatsolet Edbo. Not that you'll take it away before it becomes Yatsolet Edbo, which becomes a major question on Shabbos. They got to be leaving things to warm on top of other things. One issue. Another issue. If you hold that Ein Bishulach or Bishul here, in the Dovralach, are we saying specifically we're talking about something that had never been heated? I mean, so then why talk about putting it in a Mecham? The Mecham Agave Mecham. You certainly are not talking about stam cold water. So if Ein bishul achar bishul, the lechayda shouldn't be a problem, even on a dover lach. This is a machlokas, in which this sugya figures heavily. So some taina, that the case over here would be that the water hadn't been fully cooked, according to the Rosh Hashanah. So it had been heated in a mecha, hadn't been fully cooked. So the question is there such a thing as the equivalent of kemachal ben drusai on water, if you're Ein bishul achar bishul? When it was cooked, shlish, what you would normally heat it to, that's strange. But yeah, the din of Ein Bishulach or Bishul B'dover Lach is also a little strange. There doesn't seem to be any permanent pula in the water. So, I mean, once you hold that, you may hold this also.
It's only B'lach.
Yeah, only B'lach. It was, if it was B'yavish, it was already cooked, so everybody agrees that you don't have Bishulach or Bishul. It also suggests a couple of other possibilities to distinguish it from the case of the fire. Then maybe when it's in front of a fire, nobody's going to leave it there, that it should get hot enough to be yatsolet, because it's exposed, Mashenken, over here. on the Meicham, it's not something that cries out that you need to be careful and to watch it and so on. But he says that that's very unlikely, because we saw before that if you pour a lot of cold water into the kettle, then it's okay. But a little water is not a, why don't we go? Is there a lot of water? If there's a little water. So, I mean, apparently we rely that people know what they're doing. I mean, and the kettle is no different. People understand that Toldot Ha'ur and Ha'ur itself, they recognize it the same. So if that's the case, why would we be more Mekel Lagabe the fire than Lagabe the Meicham itself? Again, this is all assuming that the issue over here is a pure heating issue. If we learn the sugya that it's talking about that it was covered and it was a Hatmona issue, then of course everything is different. Then furthermore, after grunting at that Eved the first time, he saw an Eved, Hadar. Then he sees somebody that's Chazia, the Poras Tastuda, Apumidikuva. He takes a handkerchief, or a head kerchief, really is what it is, and he puts it over a container of water. And Vanagnatlalaya, then he takes they used to ladle out the wine, like a punch, it was a punch drink. And he puts the ladle on top of this thing, which is on top of the liquid. So as he would ladle it out, cover it over with his kerchief, and then take the ladle and put it on top of it. So he didn't like that either, and he gave him another grunt. Naze Rama. That scared him away. Amalei Rabbi Zera, Amai, what's the big deal? What's he doing wrong? Amalei, okay. You want to know what he's doing wrong? Watch. Let's sit and watch. I'll show you what he's going to do. Ashta Chazita, you'll see now. Sure enough, L'sof Chazia Dekoma Atzerle. This is, of course, similar to an anthropologist, where the guy says, so what's he going to do wrong? Watch! Meanwhile, he cuts off his head, knocks off the rest of the fence. See? I told you. So he watches him, and he sees it comes to, he finishes using it, and then he squeezes out the kerchief, which is also on Shabbat, so that he's being sochei. So that's why I told him not to do it. Omaleh, Reb Zera said, gee, that's interesting. Maishna mi farunka. How come everybody uses a farunka? Farunka is a type of towel that is used to put over a large barrel of beer, so the things you don't want bugs to fall into. And we allow that. Of course. Hatam lo kapin aluya. That's the point. The parunka is made for that purpose. You assume that it's going to get wet and so on.
You won't squeeze it.
So why would you squeeze it? It's meant and it gets wet and then it dries out in the air and so on. There's no akpan on. But over here he's using a kerchief. A kerchief he's makpan on, so akha kapin aluya. So I knew this was going to happen. In the end it was going to get wet and he was going to squeeze out with the damp from it.
They're not trying to save the liquid.
Makpan on the thing. And then the next case the Mishnah said is considered to be something that is mosiv hevel. If it's tevin, as long as it's la. So boy, let me ask you. Suppose a guy had used mochin. We use mochin also, tevin, mochin, if they're la. Now the truth is that mochin are rather valuable. Tevin basically is going to be thrown out. It's animal food. I mean, it's not something that's valuable. Mochin, on the other hand, are going to be processed into felts. They would never throw out small pieces of material. That would be a complete waste. It makes much more sense to do the same kind of thing we do with sawdust today. We process it into boards and swell out all of that wood. Well, they had a very simple way of using little pieces of material. You simply press them into felts.
Use that today.
Yeah, I'm saying, but they didn't have press board. My marshal required technology. They had already highly developed felts. So the truth is, mochin are valuable. If you use mochin to be tomein, so is that a sign that it's no longer huksa for purposes of making felt, and now I can use it on Shabbos? So maybe I could lie in them, or, you know, use them for anything that I want. So Malatatal and Bishabas. Or Marley. So Abaya told Ravada Bar Masa, and what's your question? Or Medu Mafkir Kupasha Mochim, which is because a guy doesn't happen to have some tevin in the house right now, and he needed to have something to use for Hatmana. So he takes out his little bag of mochin, which every household would have, because, I mean, anyway, everybody did a little bit of sewing and so on. You sew, you cut a little piece of material, and you throw it into the garbage. So you had a little container in which you put the mochin, and then you would sell it to a felt maker. So just because he needed to use it for this Shabbos, he ran out of tevin. So you're gonna, he's gonna now, all of a sudden, he's gonna say, it's okay, those rags, we'll just leave it for being toming in. That's ridiculous. Lema misayel, can we bring a raya that that's the case, that we always assume that it's not going to be miyuchid for hatmana, even if it was so used? Because it does say, tomnim begizei tzemer, ubetzipei tzemer, ubishonot shel argaman, ubemochin. But, ein metatlinota. So even though it says over here, when you use legabe hatmana, things that are not mosi tevel, such as gizei tzemer, which are fresh out of the, off of the shearing, or tzipei tzemer, when you already bang them out now and spread them out. Bilshonot shel argaman, they've already been dyed and combed. And actually mochin, where they've already been woven. All of these cases are fine to use for hatmana, but in metatlirotan, which seems like it's saying very clearly what Abaya said. Just because you use it for hatmana doesn't mean that we should assume that it's considered not to be huktza for purposes of levadim. Says the Gemara, that doesn't prove anything. Because that may be two separate clauses. It doesn't necessarily have to be one case. Mei mishum halo. I mean, how does that prove it? You could say that hakikama, that first of all, you should know legabi the dinam of atmano, these are not considered to be mosif in hevel. Furthermore, you should know in a different context. Forget about atmana, lo taman ben. That in general, such things are ein metatlinotan b'shabbat because of the fact that they're miyuchad for levadim. But in a case where someone was matmin, so perhaps in a finami no longer views this as being something that is set aside. So yachi maila meimra. Well, what's the chiddush? Every fool knows that such a thing is going to be put away for use. Certainly don't need now b'raita to be mechadish such a thing. No, because ma detem b'chadzi lemazga aluye. I would have thought, look, I mean, that there's always the secondary usage, that if you need something to prop up, you know, get your back against it, and so on. So maybe you could take the kupashol mochin in order to use it as basically a pillow. Kamashmalan, that's not considered to be its usage. Fundamentally, it's set aside, and it's like you were kovelo moko. It's like bricks that were set aside now to use for purposes of binyan and so on. And therefore, even if you happen to use it for something else, you're certainly not going to be mevato its primary use.
Kind of because it's set aside?
Yeah, just like the case we had before, about bavanim for binyan, levanim, levanim for binyan.
What category?
We'll see whether, I mean, it may be that it really is Visoran kids because you specifically don't want it, or there might be a muktzah that's called for a particular purpose as opposed to general purposes, which we'll see. We have a lot more to do in muktzah. Rav Chista, Shari Lahaduri Udu Lebesadia B'Shabbata. Speaking about mochin, the first thing that hits you is a pillow that opens up, spills some of its mochin, which was the normal use for pit fill. So Rav Chista said, well, it's okay, put it back in. Put it back into the pillow, and it's okay. He said, Rav Chana bar Chista, Rav Chista. So Rav Chana asked him, his father, Matirn beit atzavar b'shabbat, avalo potchi. If you gave in something to be cleaned, and what they would often do is they would use a stitch to close up the area that would otherwise remain open. I mean, we have buttons and so on. They would close up the whole area where your head went through, you know, if it was a sweater and so on, in order to make it easier to wash, because they would hold it on sticks and so on. And they would come back, and you would find, as we do today, you have pins in it that keep it closed. They would have an actual, you know, little stitch, in there, a basking stitch. So the question is, you forgot to take it out before Shabbos. Can you take it out? So it says over here, you can be matirin the beit hatzavar if it was just left in there to be taken out, But you can't be potrim, meaning you can't, for the first time, if you've got a new baguette, instead of the complexity of making a whole knit that would allow a hole to be there, it's easier to just knit so that it's closed, and afterwards you open it up and you make an edging around it, and then you've got a place for the head. So you can't open it up on Shabbat, because that would be an actual makeh b'patish.
The matzirin is a ripping of the threads.
We'll talk about this later. This is a whole shayla, how to understand this. Rambam includes this sugya in his discussion of Korea, whereas the other Rishonim talk about the sugya only in terms of makeh b'patish. And the question is whether the din of Korea al-manat litfor is a halacha because of kilkul, in which case, obviously, here it doesn't apply because it's certainly not a kilkul to have a place to put your head in your sweater. Or is it an actual definition of the Malachas Korea? If it's a definition of Malachas Korea, then this wouldn't be included under Korea, because it's not Korea al-manat litfor. And therefore, it only appears under makeh b'patish. The Rambam apparently holds, this is the accepted explanation, the Rambam, the other explanation, the Rambam may hold that it's not a din in the etzim malacha. It's just a question of if it's not a manat litpor, so then Korea is generally a makalkel, and mamela, here I couldn't call it a makalkel, so this would be a real Korea. All right, but let's assume Rashi's pshat, we're talking about problems here, not of Korea, but of makeh b'patish. But furthermore, what's important to us now is you can't take fill and put it into your pillow, lotochakar, lotochakesser, or into your quilt. You can't even do it on Yantav, ain't Tarek Loma b'Shabbat. So how could Rav Kirsten say it's okay to put it back into the pillow? Understand, what's the question? Rav Kirsten said you could put it back in. He didn't say you could put it in for the first time. We're talking over here about the problem makeh b'patish. See, if you have now a pillow, the outside of a pillow, and you fill it up for the first time, then that's makeh b'patish, which is gomer, the malach of making the pillow. And that, of course, is usher. Rav Chista was saying, if your pillow opens, some of the stuff spills out on Shabbos. So you can stuff it again and put your head down on it. What's the comparison? Tanya nami yachi, eino tanya tamochi. Lo l'toch hakar, v'lo l'toch hakeset b'yom tov, v'ein tzarech lomer b'shabbat. But, nashru, if some of them fell out of a pillow that had already been filled, then machzirin otan even on Shabbos. You can put it back in, v'ein tzarech lomer b'yom tov, and that's all that Rav Chista was saying. So actually, Rav Chista is firmly supported by the Braita.
Shabbos and Yom Tov.
Well, we're generally never as machmer on Yom Tov, where first of all, even if it's a malacha, it's not the same chomer malacha Shabbos. And interestingly enough, we are machalic between them. And secondly, we have tzorech lachem. So, mamela, there's certain things you might be make on. The truth is, this isn't one of them. But generally speaking, malacha on Yom Tov obviously is much more kal than on Shabbos. You should know that if you do such a thing, and for the first time you make the beged usable by opening up the area where you can get your head through, so you would be chayav chatas, because that is the completion, which of course leads us to the famous big contemporary issues. Opening the soda bottles. Well, if we're learning, it's a makeh b'patish question.
If it was sewed together with
there's actually machlokas. Rashi learns that the case over here is talking about that it was sewed as one piece. There are a lot of other Rishonim who don't agree. Not sewed, I'm sorry, I meant knitted or woven as one piece. A lot of other Rishonim hold that that's not the idea over here. It doesn't mean that you necessarily made it one piece. But what they would do is they would sew it, really sew it, so that they could make like when you make a button, so you have the threads going thickly on both sides and then cut through the middle, so that you can have a protected button. So that's the issue over here. They would make an edging on it, but the edging, until it was open, it was actually shut because of the way that it had been sewn. Okay, but in any event, it's the last step that's necessary in order to be able to use this bed. So Maskev L'Rav Kahana, why is this any different than opening up a Magufat Chavit? I mean, well, they used to have their barrels. Remember, the barrels in those days were made out of earthenware, and they would actually use cement kit to take a piece and connect it to the barrel itself. And nonetheless, they open it up on Shabbos. And I mean, the din is you can walk in there and make a really nice impression on your guests. This was considered to be very classy. You take your sword out of the scabbard, you just go, boom! And you rip open the whole barrel and say, "This is for you, buddy." So, why isn't this considered to be the same thing? Omar Le Rava Zechibur. Zeno Chibur. Well, it's not the same thing, because over here, this is what pushes Rashi to learn that it's talking about it as all one piece. Over here, by the neck, it's basically was never open. So this is the closing act in the making of an open neck. Mashenke, when it comes to the barrel starts open. Now you take a piece and you add it to the barrel. So even though you glue it onto the barrel, it's not the same thing now as creating the barrel when I take it off. And so Mamela, there's no comparison. Why would that be a mark of a patish? Of course, it's a little bit strange, because the case that Rashi brings of taking out your sword and going, boom, doesn't necessarily mean you're going to do it at that place. You could do it somewhere else. When you knock off the head of a barrel, you're not mocked it to pry open the top. So, I mean, that's the whole class of it. You know, you're going to pry open the top, the guy's going to think you're a cheapo. You mean you intend to close it again? I was looking forward to a good drink.
And it's not mekalkel by doing that?
Since he could have done it.
By ripping off the top?
Since he could have done the other.
The way Rabbi Joseph's point.
Possibly. There's all kinds of questions here. Because then it becomes, it's not a petach sha'osri lach miselo tzi. Is also a shayla. So even if it would be a petach. But in terms of mark of a patish, if you hold that it's not a usable thing until that point, or still that would make it usable. Not in terms of binyans or, petach. Mark of a
patish is a one-time thing?
It's it. A one-time thing for each thing. So even like putting in the shoelaces for the first time in a pair of shoes that would never be used before. That's something that people are actually nifshaling quite a bit.
And they're not aware.
Yeah, they'll buy a pair of shoes, and you'll put the shoelaces in on Shabbat, which could come to the
bottom.
Brand
new pair of shoes.
First
time
you wear your shoe,
no.
That's
use.
That's not
good. Given what I said earlier about Meshavur, that there is no makom pashas with food, it's hard to relate. What are we talking about makom pashas and hadmana for? It's a hadmana. I would have thought hadmana maybe is a form of
makom. Food doesn't mean anything that uses food on a barrel that contains food. It's not
so I mean, the Mishnah.
There's no makom pashas on food. But what this is doing here, because that we're going to need a little bit of a perspective on. Why are we getting into all of these interesting inyanim of chibur and so on?
In the middle of
the sugya about tamana. As a matter of fact, the mecham issue, according to the way Rashi was learning, even that wasn't tamana. So Rami lay Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Rabbi Zera. Now that we're talking about the question of, by the way, of course, the issue of the opening bottles on Shabbat includes a whole new question of Magal Patish, which is the reusability of the screw on top. That's when it became problematic. Correct? Because over there you have a top which until you rip off the ring is not really usable. So the question is whether the first ripping off of the ring is considered to be an act of makom patish, lagabi creating show and tell. Lagabi creating the topping. I mean, a lot of good this thing is going to be as long as this is on it. You have to pull it off in order to get it covered.
But it's serving as a top now. It's a nice top.
But it's not a reusable top.
But when it was manufactured, it was chibur. It was two separate. The process of self-manufacturing, they put it onto the... It's not one piece that it was made and you're making it from the
top.
Because they take a piece and then they put...
Do they?
Yeah,
of course they don't.
I'm not talking about the preparation.
You move on?
Yeah, I'm not talking about the preparation. I'm talking about in relation to the bottle. I'm talking about
the bottle. Take the whole cover and
we're not talking about the bottle. We're talking about the cover.
Only to that little thin strip you're talking about. The top of the strip.
It's nothing to do. Yeah, I mean,
that's the
finishing touch.
Right.
So this is the question. Is this itself an act of microfabrication?
Why does anyone allow it?
Ah, you're convinced it's us, right?
Well, I know.
Where were you for Shabbos in the book you promised me, big talker? All right. Romy Levy, Yermila Rebbe is here. Now that we're on the topic of connections, let me ask you something about connections similar to this one that would be no geya dinim of tuma, because by tuma tyre we can have the same thing. So you have a shalal shel kofsin. You just talked about the way that the dry cleaner will sew sometimes instead of using pins. But another thing that the laundries use is you're given a bunch of socks. They'll put a thread through all the socks to make sure that the socks don't disappear. That has been one of the serious mysteries that science has not yet been able to find.
This is the first alien that we've been looking for.
That's probably.
They use it as fuel.
So suppose you tie it all together with the shalal. So now you've got a whole pile of socks that has a thread through them keeping them together. Or a shalshalat shel maftechot. You've got a key ring. And the key ring is keeping the various keys attached together. Or you have a beged, which is tafur b'kilayim. For whatever reason, you have two pieces of material, let's say, of tzemer, that have a piece of pishtan that you put through them to keep them together, which obviously is not for purposes of wearing, because it's also to wear, so you're going to certainly cut them apart. And all of these things mean that the each unit stays separate, but there's something that's being mechaber them that isn't necessarily a permanent part of it. So the din over there is that it's considered to be a chibur l'tumah, and if you touch one of these things to something tame, one key to something tame, this is all the keys will become tame, because they're all the same key ring. Or if one of the socks becomes tame, then all of them become tame. So and this goes on achiyat chila hatir. You have to do an act in which you begin now to take out the thread. At that point, you've shown you've been mevatel the chibur, and it's no longer mechubah. So from here we see, says Rabbi Yehuda Reb Zera, that it appears alma shelo b'sha'at melacha nami chibur. That even when this thing is not required for use, you certainly don't need it to use it in this way, it's still considered to be a chibur until you do something to change the fact that there's now a thread through all the socks. Problem is that we have another Mishnah that seems to suggest the opposite. Raminu, makel, you take a stick. Now this stick is not makabel tuma because it's pshutik liyetz. Pshutik liyetz aren't makabel tuma. It has no beit kibbutz. It has no containers in it. What you do is now is you screw the stick into a shovel top. So now that you now have a shovel. Problem is that the stick in this case is the handle of the shovel. And therefore, it will now be makabel tuma not as kliyetz, but as the yad to a real kli matechet. It doesn't require a beit kibur. And the makel is a chibur l'tuma only b'sha'at melacha, the Mishnah says. Is that a contradiction? If you're saying b'sha'at melacha, inshallah b'sha'at melacha, lo. When it comes to other times, so the shovel is just sitting there in the corner, and somebody touches tuma to the shovel, the handles aren't going to be makabel tuma, or vice versa. So apparently it's dependent on its use at time. How do you explain that? Amar lei hatam shelo b'shat melacha. Adam asur lezorko levein ha'itzim. Because the point is this. The stick that you plug in, if you're going to store it, what you may very well do is you'll take the stick and put it with the rest of your wood. And what's important to you is the shovel top. That's the clue. Masha'in came over here, the reason that you put those socks together in the first place is to prevent them from being used as space fuel. So now, I mean, if something would happen again, and one of these socks would become dirty or something, you certainly wouldn't want to just put it into the washing machine, because that's a sure giveaway.
Maybe the other one.
They watch the washing machines, as we know. Mm-hmm. So you would keep it anyway, wouldn't you? You believed it was the dryer. Isn't that interesting? There have been many experiments being done on that. So, what's that?
Gay base.
Actually, it was the first discovery of hyperspace, the Sachs, when they attempted to follow them. So over here, Shalom B'Shat B'Lachanam Nechala, you would like it to be kept connected, because imitanfu, if you have the sack getting dirty again, say falls to the ground or something like that, so other mechavalahu, you could then put them back into the washing machine fearlessly. So you'll keep it that way.
So keep it on the string until you use it.
Right. That's what they mean when they say we keep you on the string. Matno, so Besura Matna Lalash Maitza Mishmeda Rav Chista, Bapamatita Matna Mishmeda Rav Kahana, some say Mishmeda Rav. By the way, what we're about to say, we haven't even said it yet, but it's going to take us a long time to get there, is questioning who said it. And that depends if you leave it Surah or Papadisa, if you were going to the Yerika Diyamre or the first Lashon. But let's talk about what it was that was said, and then we'll worry about who said it. That Mantana, and what we don't know who was said by what, was a question of who said the following. Mantana, ha milta d'yom rabbanan, who is the author of the following maimer, that kol ha-mechubar lo harehu kamohu, that when you have something that is mechubar, such as our case, in which you have the string, the thread that was threaded through all of the socks, and so that that's considered to be a chibur, the Gabi Tuma. So if you touch one of them, they're all considered to be Tame. Obviously, if it wasn't the Chibur, it's not going to become Tame one sock from the next sock, because a Kli can't be Makabal Tuma from anything but an Ava Tuma, and the sock itself that was Makabal Tuma is only Rishon the Tuma, so only the first sock would become Tame. So who is the author of that Shita? Om Rav Yonah Marav, Waltz Rebbe Meir, it's not. Beta pachu, beta tavlinu, beta ner shebikira, betabim bemagav ein metamin ba'avir, de Rebbe Meir. So here we have a very modern, up-to-date kira that comes with a built-in lamp. All you need to do is press a button and you can see everything that's on the kira, or maybe it's easier to use a match to light it. So it's got its own beit haner, and it even has a rack for spices. You don't have to go elsewhere into your kitchen.
Deluxe.
This is super deluxe kira. And it's even got a beit hapach. Press a little button, some oil comes out of the bottom of that container, and you don't have to go anywhere else to fill your frying pan. This is an amazing kind of thing. But the shaila is it all considered to be one kli with the kira? So it'll be makabel tuma, the kira's makabel tuma, or not. And Rebbe Meir says something very strange. That if the kira, which is after all made out of porcelain, if the kira is makabel tuma from its avir, then the kira will become tuma, but these things won't be makabel tuma. Masha'in came, if the tuma actually hits the inside of the kira, so it would be makabel tuma from its inside, but the maga, not the aviro, then all of these things that are connected to the kira are also going to be makabel tuma, which is very strange. But this is Rebbe Meir Shita. We'll talk about how such a thing is possible in a moment. V'Rabbi Shimon Mitayar, and Rabbi Shimon says, these things are not considered to be part of the Kira. It's just an advertising gimmick anyway. I mean, you know, these kind of things. We've all tried it. You know, the toddling racks and so on. 2 months later, there's not a single container left in the toddling rack. A year later, it's in the garbage. Who are you trying to fool? So therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, it's not really part of the Kira. So Bishlai to the Rabbi Shimon, Kasava Lavka Kira Dabba. At least he's consistent. He's saying he's not part of the Kira. It's not going to be Makabal Tuma. I don't care how the Kira was Makabal. How does Rabbi Meir come off with saying it's like the Kira, but it's not like the Kira? I mean, Ike Kira Dabba, you hold it's a part of the Kira, so what's the difference? How the Kira is Makabal Tuma? Whether it was Makabal Tuma through its Avir, it's Makabal Tuma through Maga, it makes no difference for a Kli Cheres how it's Makabal Tuma. Bottom line is, it's Tameh. So anything that you consider to be Mechubar to it should be Tameh. So if you hold that it is like the Kira Pidubavir or Nami Mitnu, then even if it's Bekabal Tumah Mi'avir, it's also a Bekabal Tumah. V'ilav Kikira Dama, if you hold it's not a real Chibur, So then what's the difference if it was b'maga? Filo b'maga nami lo litum. The truth is, says the Gemara, that Rabbi Meir's shita is similar to Rabbi Shimon. He holds that it really isn't part of the kira. It's a gimmick. So it's actually le'olam lavka kira dama. Except that because of the fact that people may take it as a chibur, and therefore when it comes to things which actually are a chibur, they may be mako, and think that, well, either you touch something directly, or you haven't touched it at all, even though it could be a chibur to a key ring and so on, which is a real chibur. So the Rabbanan were gozer on this tavlin rack, and on this presto shemen dispenser, and they said it would be makabel tumor from the kira. But, so you'll say, Yigazur ben afilu ba'avir nami litmus, and why don't they make a gzera that's consistent? Let it be makabel tumor even mi'aviro. And here we have our standard case for tumor issues. We have found often, again and again, throughout the sugyas, that when the Rabbanan make a takana that is creates a situation of tumah, they're worried about the fact that someone may take that tumah as a tumah d'oraita and end up burning truma or kachur. And so in many cases we find that they make a takana in a way that is specifically inconsistent, so that the user will be struck by the inconsistency and recognize that it must only be a tumah d'rabbanan, because otherwise it's absurd. And because of that, he won't come to burn truma v'kachin. Indeed, answers the Gemara, Avdu b'Rabbanan Hekeir, this is another one of these cases, where the Rabbanan made some recognizable siman. They wanted to make sure that people wouldn't end up doing an iser, such as burning truma v'kachin, because of Gzeirat Rabbanan. Tan Rabbanan, how about a masporet shel prakim? There are scissors in which the scissor is manufactured in such a way that it's meant to be taken apart. The two pieces are taken apart so that they can, I mean, a professional scissor, like each one of them can be sharpened in a sharpening device and kept properly oiled and so on. So, I mean, over there, look, it's really only usable when you put it together, obviously. I mean, unless you have the one hand clapping, you know, kind of thing. But generally speaking, the one half of the scissor is difficult to use. But it can be taken apart. An Ismael shel rehitni. An Ismael shel rehitni is a plane that has a wooden holder, standard for a plane. You have a blade, you insert the blade, screw the blade in, and now you have one kli. If you take the blade out of the plane, or the plane out of the blade, you don't have anything. And therefore, it's the etzem one kli. Now it says over here that these things are considered to be a chubur l'tuma. In other words, if you touch the handle and the blade will be tame. You touch one half of the scissor, the other half is going to be tame. But it's not a chibur lahazor. It's also weird. If your mate is on it from the mechatat, in order to be matired after it became tame betumat mate, you have to make sure that it hits both parts. So the chibur works only in the direction of kabbalat tuma, but not in the direction of losing its tuma, because only place where that would be nogea would be tumas meis and paras chatas, because a mikveh would have to be totally in the mikveh anyways. That would be irrelevant. So, wait a minute. Manu shalik. Ichi burhu. Well, I understand. If you're viewing this as one kli, so then afil laza anami. And mi lafki burhu, so then afil the tumanami lo. Now, how do you have it halfway? Says Rava, I'll explain to you. It's very simple. Dvar Torah bishat melacha chibur. The truth is that midioraita, this thing becomes a chibur only when it's being used. And we don't say that something which in storage is meant to be taken apart. So there's a carpenter is usually careful to remove his blade, store it properly, set aside the handle, and have the blade with his tools. The same thing we often will leave, let's say, a drill bit inside a drill, even though we know this is not the right thing to do, but we do it, okay, but it's meant to be taken apart. So, midioraita b'shala that you're using the kli, at that point it's considered to be mechubar, indeed, both for tumah and for hazah. There's no dioraita distinction between one and the other. It's just that the rabbanon, so dvar Torah b'shat melacha, chibur bein tumah bein hazah. The problem is that midioraita shalo b'shat melacha, it's not chibur at all. Eino chibur lo l'tumah v'lo l'hazah. The Rabbanan made a gzeir lechumra in both directions. So they were gozer tumah shalo b'shat melacha, because if they let people see that touching half of a scissor is in the time of the other half of a scissor, they'll think that it's because it's be'etzem, two separate kelim, and that this would be true even b'sha'ah that it's being used. And therefore they were gozer shalo b'shat melacha mishum tumah b'shat melacha. But they also had to be gozer on hazah, even b'shat melacha, when you would think that it's a good enough hazah, because if they allowed you to say it was a hazah, even when it was just being stored in one part, so then in midirayah, so that's not a kosher hazah, I mean, when b'shat melacha, because you would think it's a kosher hazah, even when it's stored and being, as one, even when it's not being used. So they were gozer mishum hazah, shelo b'shat melacha. B'shas malacha obviously doesn't mean literally that you're, it means that you're holding it now in order to use. I'm ready to use it. So you're coming along now, and you're saying, look, you know, I got a really frum apprentice over here. He ain't going to touch it. Could you please sprinkle some magic stuff on it, you know? Okay, so that means I'm holding now by using it. I want to use it. I put it together in order to use. And take it out of the closet, Tom. Should we? Obviously. Should we continue to the Mishnah? All right. Iboilu. We said this manchein lachim. We had like all of these last cases, where the first part of the Mishnah is a list of things that bein, all of these things bein lachim bein yaveshim. Now these are things which mostly we can see, and we would have predicted ourselves, that these are things that are mosif hevel. Again, because we're aware of the fact that these things heat. Some of them were not. Melach, we're seed, the truth is the heat. We do perceive heat and seed, but that's a reaction from the impact of the seed on your hand. Melach, again, I mean, I'm saying the melach is hot, measured by a temperature thing. I mean, your skin becomes hot when it's exposed to the melach. We wouldn't have predicted that that's cold.
Ice on the streets, they would put salt on it.
Yeah, but that's not because the salt is hot. It's because the salt changes the temperature at which water freezes.
It stays the same, but it melts.
The temperature stays the same, but it melts because there's a different latent heat temperature. Okay, but anyway, it certainly seems to have that effect on people, but however this works. So those things are considered to be mosif hevel. The other things are only mosif hevel, it says, if they're wet. So we had the little pieces of material or pieces of grass cuttings and so on. If it's wet, fine, but not, it's not considered to be metami. Now mosif hevel. Now the question is, when you say wet, and there's two ways of understanding this. Are we saying that adding water makes these things hot, or are we saying that when they are in a state in which they're naturally wet, then that means that whatever processes were going on there are going to continue and it'll remain heating? Is it davar mosif hevel? So the question is, lachim, we said, is it machmat atzmam, that they have a natural damp in there, and then of course they would remain davar mosif hevel. Or are you including even lachim machmat davar acher? They just got wet. Well, I understand what your question is, but look at the list. Tashma, v'lo b'teven, v'lo b'zagim, v'lo b'mochin, v'lo b'asavim, b'zman shem lachim. Now, if you're going to include in this list things that are damp, because they got damp from somewhere else, fine, then this makes sense. I mean, if you're Shlemalak and Machmat Avakir, then all of these things can be included in the list. But if you're going to tell me they have to be naturally wet, what does a naturally wet rag mean? How is there a naturally wet rag? Zomokim, Lachin, Machmat Atzman, whoever heard of a, I mean, it grew that way? What exactly are we talking about? No, we're talking about where we made the rag from Marta the Beniatmi. We're talking about where we made the rag out of wool that had been pulled from between the legs of an animal which is damp and hot. And therefore, now that we've woven it into this little mat, it's still heating because it's got this decaying matter on it. And so, Mamela, maybe that's the case that Mishnah's talking about. That's time that you make it wet. Take a cloth and make it wet. To behodet tani revosha, tonim bichsut yevesha, or the perot yeveshin, avalo bichsut lacha, avalo perot lachim. Where do you get a damp jacket? It's naturally damp jacket. What's a naturally damp jacket? Well, you made that jacket out of the kind of wool you wouldn't want to be wearing, I'll tell you. Me also, me mar to the Beni Atmi. I'd say that, you know, you pluck this stuff, and this guy's a very earthy kind of fellow, you know. So he's got a nice smelling jacket there.
Red
Exactly.
It's
red
natural.
Just keep it natural. So. No cottage today. Okay, we'll begin our chazara here from the bottom of Membav on the bay. Elo amarava, anach lener shemen uptilaho, the nasipasis, the mahasur, and that's the reason for Rabbi Shimon's iser b'shat hadlaka. Om Rabbi Zer, Om Rabbi Om Rabbi Yochanan, Om Rabbi Chanin, Om Rabbi Rumanus, Li hitir Rabbi letalkel machata be'afra. Om Alei Rabbi Zer, Le Rabbi Asi, how could that be? Mi Om Rabbi Yochanan, Vatzna no tel adam b'no ve'evin b'yado ha-kalkala ve'evin b'tocha. And Rabbi Barbar Chana, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said, of course, this means dafka al-kalkala m'layat peirot askina. So you see that Rabbi Yochanan holds taima, the itba, the electricity must be on. Taima di itba peri. You see, it's dafka because there's peirot in it. Haled ba peri lo. Boy, that was shocking. Yishtomim kisha'achana. V'yomar hachanami di itbe kartin. Omar abaya akaman kartin be rebi mi chashive. V'chitei mechozu la'aniyim. V'atani b'deaniyim la'aniyim b'dea shrim la'shrim. Aval da'aniyim la'shrim lo. Elom rabai mirin avi agerav shorei. Omar rova, stay true about the bar chada. Gerav shorei mois, v'halo mois, v'od. Gerav shorei migli, v'hai mirsi. Elo amar rova, yavina be'erav nachman, avi matata linon, v'kenuna agav v'kitma, v'af agav dika l'shiv rei etzim. So it's because the efer itself is muhan. Meitve, shavim shim yesh ba shiv rei p'tila shasur l'talteo. Am Rabbi, that's talking about in the Galil. Lady Bar Shmuel Ashkechina l'Rabbi Abba l'Ravuna Bachia. Davi Kaima Apitcha Davi Ravuna. Amar Lu, Ma'u La'ach Hazir Mita Shal Tarsim V'Shabbat. Amar Lai Shabri Dami. Atu L'Kaim the Rav Yehuda. Amar, what do you mean? Rabbi Shmuel Amar Tavah Amar Hazir Mita Shal Tarsim V'Shabbat. Chayav Chatat. Meitze. Amar Zir Kenei Menorah B'Shabbat Chayav Chatat. Kanas Hayadin Lo Yatsir V'Yatsir Potro Avalozer. Rabbi Simoi Omer, Keren Agula Chayav. Keren Peshuta Patur. So how do you explain that? Inu di Yomak Yaitan, the Tanya. Malvinot Amita, Ochroot Amita, Lvachim Shal Sekivas, Lo Yarzir, Vimesir Patur Amal Asur. Volo Yitka, Vimtaka Chayav Chatat, Rav Shimon Yomer, Ima Yarafui Mutar. Be Rav Chana, Havi Mita Galon Mita, Havi Mahari Lebi Yomataba, Oh, Malay, I'm in Rabban and Rabban. My day there. Bini min atzadu, need isu the right to let isu the Rabban and Yeriku. Oh, Malay, Anna Krup Shimon, Pengam, Leel Sverli. The Omer, in my Yarafui Mutar. Not in Klita, Katamer, Lekabel, Nitzotzot, Voloyitain, Natoho, Mayim, Mipneshu, Mechabe, Valkamevato, Klee, Mehechano. Omer, Vunabrede, the Shun, Nitzotzot, in Ben Mamash. ולא ייתן לתוכו מים ודשו מחבא, למתן סתמק רבי יוסי, דומה גורם לכיווי אסור, ותזברם בדום רבי יוסי בשבת, בערב שבת מיומה, וכי תימר כנמי בשבת, ותניה, נותנים כלי תחת הנר, לקבל ניצוצות בשבת, ואין צריך לומר בערב שבת, ולא ייתן לתוכו מים ודשו מחבא מערב שבת, ואין צריך לומר בשבת, אלא אומר ואשי, אפילו תימר, אבנן, Shani Acha Midei Shemekarevet Kivuyo directly. Adron Lachkira. במתום אני ובמרעים תומנים אין תומנים, לא בגפת ולא בזבע ולא במלח ולא בסיד ולא בחול, בין לחין בין יבשין, אבל, ולא בזגים ולא בבוקים, ולא בעשבים, בזמן שהם לחין, אבל תומנים בהם כשהם יבשים, יבואו. גפת של זיתים תנן, אבל דסומסמין שפדם, או דילמה אימא דסומסמין תנן, וקושקים זיתים תשמע, דיומר רבי זירו משום חד ורבי ינאי, קופה שתמן בה אסור לניחה, גפת של זיתים, שמע מילה של זיתים תנן, לא, ליאור אומר לך לעניין התמנה, סומסמינני עושה, it's only here where we're talking about לעניין הסוכי הווה, there זיתים במסכי הווה, סומסמין are not מסכי הווה. Rather, there is there equal to Beresh Gavruta. Because you are the one that the other cousin of my Apuma de Kubkuma. Naze Rava. Omar Le Rebizera, what do you do so bad? My Shami Mecha Magari Mecha. Omar Le Hatam, assuming Kamuski. Whereas Ako Ludi Kamoli. Other Kazia, the Poras, the Dastuder Apuma de Kuba, the Anak Natal Ludi. Naze Rava. Omar Le Rebizera, am I? I'm like, Hashta Chazita. The Zop Chazia, the Kamatzerle. I'm like, so my Shami Farun. I'm like, I'm not copying a Luye. How can I copy a Luye? The Lobetev, Doimine Ravada by Matma Mirbai. Mochi Jetaman Behen, Mao the Tatalan Shabbat. I'm like, 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 Tony Megizet Samro Bitsipek Samro Bishamot Shalagamano Bimokin, the aim the Tao to Lenota, Mashma, even if you were Tony. No. Imishamalo Ire, maybe Okikoma. Im Lotaman, then the name of Tao Lenotam, two separate clauses. Yoki Maila Mamra. Mao the Temo Chazila Miskaleo Kamashmalan. Revchista Sharla Dura Yudula Besadi Bishabata. Eitre of Kana Bachistor of Christa Matir and Beta Savar Bishabata Velopotrim. ואין נותנים את המוחים, לא לתוך הקו ולא לתוך הכסף ביום טוב, ואין צריך לומר בשבת, לא קשה, בחרת בעתיקי, כן נראה מיוחי, אין נותנים את המוחים, לא לתוך הקו ולא לתוך הכסף ביום טוב, ואין צריך לומר בשבת, אבל נושר מחזיר אפילו בשבת, ואין צריך לומר ביום טוב. אומר רבי אמרת, הפותח בית הצוואר בשבת חייב חטאת. מה כפלו הרב כהנא, מה בין זו למגופה את החבית? אמר לי רבא, זה חיבור, זה אינו חיבור. רבא לרבי ירמי לרבי זר, צנן, שלל של קופסים ושל שלט של מפתחות, והבגד שהוא תפור בכליים, חיבור לטומאה עד שיתחילה התיר. אלמא, שלא בשעת מלאכה, נמי חיבור, ואמינו מקל שעשה או יד לקרדום, חיבור לטומאה בשעת מלאכה. דווקא בשעת מלאכה נדלת, שלא בשעת מלאכה לא. אמר לי, that's because האטם שלא בשעת מלאכה, אדם עשוי לזרוקו לבין עצים. הוכה שלא בשעת מלאכה, נמי נכלה. דימית נפו, אדם מחבלו. בסור אמתנו the following שמייצצו בשמי דרב חיסטה, בפומפדיס אמתנו the following שמייצצו בשמי דרב כהן, or some say בשמי דרבה, the following שמייצצו being, quote, מנתן אהל מילת גמר אבונן, קולם מחובר לו הרי הוא כמוהו, הרבי אמר רב, רבי מאיר, דתן, בית הפח ובית התבלין ובית הנר שבקירה, מטמאין במגע ואין מטמאין באוויר, דבר רבי מאיר. ורבי שמעון מתאר קומפליטלי. זה בשביל לרבי שמעון נכסב עליו כקיר אדום וקונסיסטנטלי. אלא רבי מאיר, make up your mind. אי כקיר אדום עשה אפילו באוויר נמי לטמו, לאו כקיר אדום אפילו בבאג הנמי לא לטמו. ליאולם לאו כקיר אדום, רבונו לדגז ובהו. Okay, so he goes to bluff you about it. I mean, no, because I have to go on an akira. Get the lati, let me see if I can remember the question. Ton Rabbana maspora choprakim, when Israel shall eat me. Chibur atuma, pain for Chibur laza, monoshok. Ichubur afilaza nami, lafkib afilatuma nami lo. Amarava, because Dvar Turan bishat malacha chibur ben atuma ben laza. Shalom bishat malacha inochibur lola tuma, lola laza. וגוזר רבונן על תומה שלא בשעת מלאכה, משום תומה שבשעת מלאכה, ועל הזעה שבשעת מלאכה, משום הזעה שלא בשעת מלאכה. בזמן שאין לכין, איבוי לו. לכין means מחמת עצמן, ודאי מלאכין מחמת דבר אחר. תשמע, לא בטפן, לא בזגין, לא במוחין, מוחין, מוחין. So fine, Yamit Mishlema, Lachim, Machmat, Avarach, Shabra, Aliyah, and Lachim, Machmat, Atzman, what's Mokim, Lachim, Machmat, Atzman? Hechem, Ashkarad, Lach. What do you mean? Mimart, Adabeni, Atme. Vahod, Tony, Raboshi, Atonim, Bechsut, Yevesha, Beperot, Yeveshina, Velo, Bechsut, Lacha, Velo, Beperot, Lachim, but Bechsut, Lacha, also, Machmat, Atzman, Hechem, Ashkarad, Lach. You have to say, maybe he met Mimart, Adabeni, Atme. Enzyme.
I mean, it is kind of strange.
Garfu?
Yeah, and then we'll be drying an hour later.